Phoenix Books presents Master of the Game, written by Sidney Sheldon. This unabridged performance by Shannon Engeman is copyright 2014 Phoenix Books. It has been digitally remastered from the original 2009 Phoenix Books sound recording.
Prologue, Kate, 1982. The large ballroom was crowded with familiar ghosts come to help celebrate her birthday. Kate Blackwell watched them mingle with the flesh and blood people, and in her mind, the scene was a dreamlike fantasy as the visitors from another time and place glided around the dance floor with the unsuspecting guests in black tie and long, shimmering evening gowns. There were 100 people at the party at Cedar Hill House in Dark Harbor, Maine, not counting the ghosts, Kate Blackwell thought wryly. She was a slim, petite woman with a regal bearing that made her appear taller than she was. She had a face that one remembered, a proud bone structure, dawn gray eyes, and a stubborn chin, a blending of her Scottish and Dutch ancestors. She had fine white hair that had once been a luxuriant black cascade, and against the graceful folds of her ivory velvet dress, her skin had the soft translucence old age sometimes brings. "I don't feel 90," Kate Blackwell thought. "Where have all the years gone?" She watched the dancing ghosts. "They know. They were there. They were a part of those years, a part of my life." She saw Banda, his proud black face beaming, and there was her David, dear David, looking tall and young and handsome, the way he looked when she first fell in love with him, and he was smiling at her, and she thought, "Soon, my darling, soon." And she wished David could have lived to know his great-grandson. Kate's eyes searched the large room until she saw him. He was standing near the orchestra, watching the music.